We're still here. That's not news, really, except for those Christians who believe that Judgment Day should have started a few hours ago. The prophecy was that at 6 p.m. in each time zone across the globe, the truly faithful would ascend to heaven and the rest of humanity would begin 5 months of torment, ending with the end of everything. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has spoken with believers. We had a story on our program 2 weeks ago, and she's here with an update. Barbara, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And remind us, why May 21?
Well, that date was calculated by a man named Harold Camping, who has a Christian radio network called Family Radio. He believes he's figured out the exact date of Noah's flood, and he says that from the date of the flood to May 21st, 2011, is exactly 7,000 years, which is apparently numerically and theologically significant. I should say that according to the Bible, Jesus said that no one knows the time or the date of his return, but Camping and the people who subscribe to his beliefs say that they have a certain esoteric knowledge that only God's elect can look at the Bible and see the writing on the wall, and they believe that they have. Now, I should also note, Scott, that Camping predicted that there would be devastating earthquakes all over the world, beginning in New Zealand, which is 16 hours ahead of us here in Washington, D.C., and we haven't seen that yet. He also predicted that up to 200 million people would be raptured or suddenly fly up to heaven, and I think that we would know if that had happened as well. So I think it's pretty safe to say that Judgment Day has been forestalled.
Tell us a little bit about these believers.
Well, it seems that they are a pretty eclectic group. I've talked to a couple of dozen people, including a guy who owns his own business, an author, a graphic designer, two people who work for the federal government, a couple of teachers, several military people. One man that I talked to is Brian Hobart, who does actuarial work for a large insurance company. I asked him how he could be so sure that May 21 was a date, and he said, well, you know, it's going to happen. I've crunched the numbers. Now, Brian is pretty representative of this ambivalence that a lot of these believers talk about. He's worried about his friends and his family, but he says he's really, really looking forward to Judgment Day. And this is what he told me.
I no longer think about 401ks and retirement. You know, I'm not stressed about losing my job, which a lot of other people are in this economy. I'm just a lot less stressed, and in a way, I'm more carefree.
But he is worried about his friends and family.
Right, there's a cost. I mean, many of these people are betting the farm that May 21st is it. Several people I've talked to have left their families, either voluntarily, or two men I talked to, their wives asked them to leave, and they have children, so that's really rather heartbreaking for them. Some people have not left their jobs. They follow Jesus' admonition to occupy till I come. But a lot of others have left their jobs, and they've spent their savings. One young couple I spoke with, Joel and Adrian Martinez, quit their jobs in New York, and they moved to Orlando, and they've spent the past year handing out doomsday pamphlets. And I asked them why they did this, and here's what they said.
You know, you think about retirement and stuff like that, but what's the point of just having some money just sitting there?
Yeah, I mean, we budgeted everything in a way that on May 21, we, you know, we won't have anything left.
I should note, Scott, that they have a 2-year-old daughter and they're expecting a baby in June.
Barbara, do we have any sense from history about what happens to people who bet everything on a doomsday prophecy?
Well, there have been, as you say, dozens of end times prophets, although most don't predict a particular date because that's kind of risky. But it does seem that people have various reactions when the prophecy fails. Some people just lose their faith altogether. Some say, well, look, our prayers worked. God decided to postpone Judgment Day. A lot of times people recalculate, and that's what Harold Camping did. He initially said that Judgment Day would come on September 6, 1994. And when that day came and went, he said, well, I wasn't completely positive. Plus, I hadn't looked at all the books of the Bible like Jeremiah, which has a lot to say about Judgment Day. And so he said, okay, I'm going to recalculate. And now, after this new research, he came back and said, now I am positive. It is May 21st, 2011. As he put it, there is no plan B.
Barbara, every time we do stories about people who hold this belief, we get complaints from people who say, why do you do stories about people like that?
I think we'd be remiss if we didn't. These people, there are billboards everywhere. There are caravans everywhere. People are handing out pamphlets. It's a news story. It's a religion news story. And I think I would not be doing my job if I wasn't reporting on this.
And NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.